Hi, welcome to Songs for You. This is Tony.
Hi, 欢迎收听给你的歌，我是李米。有一首歌总是能够带给我平静。Tony, I heard a song and it really calms me when I'm upset.
Yeah, I have a few songs that do that to me too.
I was wondering if you know anything about the song or the artist.
Well, yeah, I hope I can help you out. Can you play a bit from the song?
Sure.
Down by the river, by the boat, where everybody goes to be alone, where you won't see any rising sun, down to the river we will roam.
Ah, that's Riverside by Anis Obel. I like her too.
Great.
Yeah, this song has been on the TV series Grey's Anatomy, The Mist, and Ringer.
Oh.这首歌曾经在《实习医生格雷》《迷雾》《替身姐妹》等等电视剧中都有出现过。Wow!
Yeah, the same song has been on the shows Lovesick, Offspring, and The Rain, and even on the miniseries Next of Kin, too.
Oh, 这首歌还在电视剧《性爱后遗症》《普世家族》《残余》《近亲》里面都有出现过。可能因为我不太看电视，所以才后知后觉吧。So, who was the singer again?
That was Anis Obel. She's Danish and actually started playing music at an early age.
Oh, Anis Obel 是丹麦人，她很年轻就走上了音乐之路。How young was she when she started playing?
Well, she joined a band when she was just 10 years old.
10? Oh my god, 她十岁就玩乐队了。Impressive.
Yeah, 10, and then continued to play throughout her teens and eventually came out with her first album in 2010 that she wrote and she played, sang, recorded, and produced all by herself.
Oh, 她一个人包揽作词、作曲、演奏、演唱、录音、制作。She's really talented.
Yeah, and it was a commercial success. I mean, everyone loved it, and her list of accomplishments and awards are endless.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, she first appeared in the U.S. at the 2011 South by Southwest Festival. And, you know, for people that know about festivals, South by Southwest is the place to go to listen to the best upcoming bands.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that. It's in Austin, Texas, right?
Yep, and if you want to see a large number of amazing bands, I strongly suggest going to South by Southwest.
I see. South by Southwest 是西南偏南艺术节，这是全世界最大的音乐和电影艺术节。世界各地的新锐乐队、音乐家和导演都会在艺术节齐聚一堂。I hope to go someday.
Yeah, if you're lucky, I'll show you around.
So, what's your favorite song from Anis?
I really like It's Happening Again.
Ah, that song is just, how do I say...hauntingly beautiful.
Yeah, those are the exact words to describe it. I mean, she's said to have been influenced by Roy Orbison, Maurice Ravel, Edgar Allan Poe, and even Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, 除了音乐家，她的创作还受到诗人爱伦坡、电影导演希区柯克的影响。Cool.
Yeah, she takes her inspiration from all forms of art.
Oh, we can hear that in her music. Let's play your favorite one for our listeners.
Sounds good. Here's Anis Obel with It's Happening Again.
I swear it is true. The past isn't dead.It is happening.
We would like to dedicate this week's episode to our producer, Echo. She really enjoyed listening to Anis Obel, and we hope you did too. Our theme music was brought to you by John Bartman.
很开心可以介绍这位歌手给大家。两首歌的完整版本和中英文的歌词都可以在我们的公众号找到。公众号米圈圈，大米的米，圆圈的圈。有没有什么歌对你来说非常特别呢？欢迎在评论区留言分享给我们。
We appreciate all of you listening and stay tuned for new episodes. Bye.
Bye.